Hey everybody, this is Joseph Basic of BarnBurner.ca and welcome to the BarnBurner Radio Network, our more than twice daily, even on the weekends. Fired Up Show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSC Sports app, and download our app, the BarnBurner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search BarnBurner, download it today. Welcome to CFL No Yards with the captain, Jared Baptie, as we look for Friday's matchups in Week 19 of the Canadian Football League. Let's start off with the Argos traveling to Montreal at 7 p.m. to take on the Alouettes. For Montreal, it's a big, big game for the Argos. Well, they're going to find a golf course in Montreal to go golfing before the game.
Oh, man, it might be a little cold.
It's only 16 degrees. Come on.
Yeah, that's a little chilly. I mean, I guess
they got sweaters, right?
Well, not everybody can be boating like you do, Captain.
Yeah,
it's cold for that, too. I can tell you that for free.
All right, go ahead.
All right, this game, let's see. I mean, I don't really know what else there is to say, really. I mean, Montreal is a stronger team. They're a more unified team, and they have more weapons than the Toronto Argonauts, both on offense and on defense. Vernon Adams Jr., to me, is the better quarterback, certainly the more consistent quarterback. Obviously, he has the odd game, and he's coming off a bad game, four-interception game, to be exact. So I'm sure he's worked this week to tighten things up on offense because, you know, Winnipeg is a good team, but certainly not the strongest team in the league right now. So to have four picks against Winnipeg is not very good. So I think Montreal comes out strong, comes out hard, and it's going to be tough for the Argonauts to keep up with them.
All right, so then we got the nightcap, 10 p.m. on Friday. Saskatchewan traveling to B.C. to take on the Lions. Another, for B.C., doesn't mean anything. For Saskatchewan, that means everything.
Yeah, and again, this is kind of a one-sided game, unfortunately. Well, unfortunately for BC at least, but, you know, basically an easy win for Saskatchewan and an easy opportunity to reclaim first place in the West, you know, to be the first team in the West to go up to 11 wins. And then you've got Calgary and Winnipeg trying to chase again because they're all tied right now. And I think it'll be pretty easy for them to jump up ahead, and then it all comes down to Saturday, tomorrow, and whoever wins there to try and stay with Saskatchewan so that, you know, I mean, it's what will be interesting is whether or not, because obviously Mike Riley's gone, whether or not Brandon Bridge gets into this game for the Lions. They signed him earlier this week. And whether or not he ends up getting any reps, whether he has to stay on the practice roster for this game, or they try and finagle him in there. But, you know, just to kind of save the last few games, I'd like to see Brandon Bridge. I mean, this is an opportunity for him. He missed at least one or at least a few opportunities already this season with other teams that had their quarterbacks go down. So, as I'm saying, you know, I think Saskatchewan this is an easy win for Saskatchewan.
Well, Brandon Bridge also played for Saskatchewan, so maybe it could be a little heartbreaking if he does a number to the Rough Riders, right? So,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah, and I know he'll be motivated. So, all right, Jared, tell everybody how they get a hold of you, and you'll be back for continuation on Saturday for two matchups in Week 19 of the Canadian Football League.
Well, I'm on Twitter, at Captain Baptie, or you can send me an email, Jared, J-E-R-R-E-D, at bondburner.ca.
And Jared, aren't you going to tell everybody about the 500 shows you're on?
Yeah, I'm on just about every show on this network right now, right, Brian?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Don't even know your boss's name. Now it reminds you of how many shows I do. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, I mean, about eight times that.
He's on the bark. He's on the skate blade. He's going to do the NWHL. He's doing on Candid Frank. By the way, how many shows are you on Candid Frank? This guy has 3 hours. I'm giving him 3 hours of programming. Candid Frank CFL talk. Candid Frank Leaf talk. Candid Frank sports talk. Maybe we should have a Jared Bapty curling talk. How about that?
A curling talk? Yeah.
Curling. Yeah. Why not? The Breyer, you know, and all this. Come on. You like to
well,
curl.
Hey, everything, the skate blade is for everything on ice. So I know they're not on skates, but it's on ice.
That's right. Curling blade.
Throw it
We call it curling blade. All right. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.